drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, hvala da ste se nam pridružili v slovenski oddaji na ta dan petek 19. maja 2017. Vedno je lepo, ko se nekdo oglasi iz mesta Cerkva, to je seveda Adelaida, glavno mesto Zvezdne države Južne Avstralije. Tokrat imam ponovno posebnega gosta iz Adelaide, to je gospod Adrian Vatovec, ki je tudi častni konzul Republike Slovenije za to zvezno državo, seveda Južna Avstralija. Adrian, lep pozdrav na naši slovenski oddaji in kaj se dogaja med tamkajšno slovensko skupnost? Dobar dan.
Dobar dan and good evening to you, Lenci, and to all the fabulous listeners. Besides carrying out the usual consul functions of, you know, things like citizenship and inheritance requests, and locating lost relatives, I attended the World Congress of Slovenian Honorary Consuls last year in Slovenia, that was in October, and also we had a delegation from the Australian Aerospace Alliance visit Pipistrel in Slovenia. Pipistrel is a world leader in light aircraft manufacturing, and they have won major contracts like in India and China. And just a couple of weeks ago, they announced a project with Uber to develop a vertical lift aircraft. So are we about to enter the era of flying cars, one could ask? You know, Pipistrel are just an amazing company. Have you heard of them, Lenti?
I haven't heard of them, Adrian, but it sounds very interesting. A flying car might be something that I might be interested in, considering I can't drive a car on the ground, for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, no. They're just so innovative, so groundbreaking, and they just keep on winning all these international awards. So they're really a company that us Slovenians should be really proud of.
Well, think about it. Back around about this time, 100 years ago, who would have thought about aeroplanes being everywhere in the sky?
Mm.
We may have cars flying around in the next few years if this technology takes off.
Yep.
Takes off, no pun intended, of course.
I mean, Pipistrel have got a license to build aircraft for China, and they are the only aircraft manufacturer in the world that has such a license to build aircraft outside of China for, China, for the Chinese market. That's how good they are.
And what else is happening?
In Adelaide, I attend various functions, like as the Honorary Consul, to spread the word about Slovenia. You know, tell people, you know, how great it is. Must put it down, must go visit, you know, it's such a fabulous place to see. On social media, Facebook continues to be a most valuable communication tool, you know, in spreading the word about Slovenia, to not only to our Slovenians, but also to the general Australian population. I'll give you one case in point, and that's about Kranjska kielbasa, or Kranjska sausage, as we call it here in Australia. In Adelaide, there, in the general population, there's this misconception that the Kranjskis are Germans or even Polish. Do you have this kind of thing in the middle?
Adrian, I'll never forget, around about a quarter of a century ago, when we had the movement for Slovenian independence, and of course the Slovenians and other nationalities gathered for peaceful demonstrations in the streets of Melbourne and elsewhere. And there was one particular sign, can't remember if it was in front of Parliament House or if it was in the city square, but it clearly stated Krajinski is not German or Polish or Austrian. Krajinski is Slovenian.
Way to go. Excellent. So you've had a bit of that misconception in Melbourne as well?
Most certainly. And the saddest thing of all is we've got Slovenians themselves who claim that Krajinski sausage isn't Slovenian.
Yeah, that's amazing. Anyway, so I've been running a Krajinski campaign on Facebook saying, look, the Krajinskis originated in Slovenia. It is named after the area of Krajine and is recognised by the European Commission as a product that originates in Slovenia. So I get some interesting comments back like, mind blown, always assumed that they were German, you know, that kind of thing. I also saw on a menu in a restaurant in Adelaide where they listed a German breakfast, and lo and behold, one of the items was Krajinski sausage. So I approached the management and told them, look, Krajinski, where the Krajinski originates, and so they've agreed to make the correction on the menu. So that's one win for us.
It's a miracle that they don't call it a Slovakian sausage.
Yeah.
So because they always confuse Slovenia and Slovakia around the world.
So I think things like Krajinski, you know, which you can find on every supermarket shelf in Australia, that people know that this is, you know, a Slovenian product. I'm sure that if any country tried to claim, you know, like Coca-Cola as their own, the Americans would come down on them pretty hard. Or the case of Champagne, where the French are very protective of this name. You know, it's vital that we protect and inform the community about products that are Slovenian.
Adrian, Kajish in Noviga.
Well, I'd like to tell you that Anna Roche, Slovenia's superstar chef, was in Adelaide. As everyone knows, she was named the world's best female chef 2017. And in my opinion, she is the world's best chef. And she was here to appear at a food festival in Adelaide called Tasting Australia. And she appeared on May 3 and May 6. With outstanding public acclaim for her work. While she was here, we managed to get her to come to Spinning Club Adelaide, and that was on a Friday night. And the spinning community was extremely happy to meet her, you know, meet this exceptionally talented person who was very warm, down-to-earth, and very approachable. We only had 2 days to organise the event, so we really appreciate the people who came on that Friday night. I would also like to thank Spinning Club Adelaide President Dika Yerubica and her committee for putting on a marvellous reception for Anna. I would also like to thank Ms. Helena Donovsik-Zorko, the Ambassador of the Republic of Spinning to Australia, for flying in from Canberra to attend this important community event. I videotaped the event so people can see it. I put it on the Slovenia Australia channel on YouTube. It's called An Evening with Anna Roche at Slovenia Cup Adelaide. So you can just go there and you can see Anna Roche in action. It's such a pleasure to have her here.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Pogovarjam se z gospodom Adrianom Vatovcem, ki je častni konzul Republike Slovenije za zvezno državo Južno Avstralijo, seveda živi v Adelaide.
Something else is happening in the community here is that Slovenian Club Adelaide is celebrating its 60th anniversary. And in this regard, and in honour of the club's 60th, I've organised a reception at a government house, which the governor and his wife have very generously agreed to host this occasion. So this is the first time that Slovenians have been represented in Governor House, so I'd really like to thank the Governor for this. The reception will be held on June 15, which is about a month away. We'll also make a mention of Slovenia's Statehood Day. Actually, something else that the Slovenian Club itself is organising, they're organising also a 60th anniversary, and this will be held on Sunday, June 25, and everyone is invited to come along to that. That should be a really fabulous day. They've got all kinds of things. They'll have crazy klobasa there, of course, and krofi and vino and, you know, prosciutto and sir and potica. So it should be a really great Slovenian day.
I'm sounding hungry already. Did Anna Roche talk about krajinske klobasa and how Slovenian they are?
Well, actually, there was a guy here. His name's Anton. Bundela. Yeah, I think that's his name. He makes krajinske klobasas here. And he brought some along to Anna, and she had a taste. She was fantastic.
We'll also be talking to somebody from the committee later on in this program regarding the 60th anniversary of the Slovenian Club in Adelaide. It is an absolutely momentous occasion for the Slovenian community in South Australia.
Absolutely it is. You know, 60th anniversary. The people have kept the club going for 60 years. It's been mainly driven from, obviously, by the first generation for all these years. They've just poured their life, blood, sweat and tears into developing this organisation, which is just a remarkable effort. Our first generation has built two Slovenian clubs. The first one was in Hindmarsh, the second one now is in Dudley Park. They've also owned a farm at a place called Harndorf, where Slovenian Club used to hold its picnics. So, you know, for a, you know, we say it's a small population, but these, you know, these people punch way above their weight. You know, I mean, we all know Slovenians are really hard workers and just get down and get with it, you know.
And, of course, we can't forget that they also built a beautiful Slovenian church in West Hindmarsh.
And the church at Hindmarsh as well, yes.
Which is owned by the Slovenian community. You've got these, the beautiful church, you've got this absolutely world-class, and they really are world-class club premises there in Dudley Park. A beautiful big hall. You've got the smaller hall at the front. Of course, the Balinische. It really is a top Slovenian club, not only for the Slovenian community, but for the wider community to use as well.
Exactly. Talking about the boccia courts, we have, you know, people from other multicultural groups coming in to use our boccia courts because they haven't got them. You know, Slovenians, like I'm saying, they just punch way above their weight. We should be very proud of that first generation, what they've achieved in this community. Just speaking of anniversaries, the other anniversaries here we have are the 25th anniversary of Slovenian Choir Adelaide. We recently celebrated the birthday of one of the members of the choir. Unfortunately, can't continue going with us because of ill health, but he's just celebrated his 90th birthday, and his name is Frank Goyak, so I'd like to give out a big shout-out to him and wish him a happy birthday. Also, it's the 20th anniversary of Slovenia SA newsletter, and so far we've published 81 editions.
The Slovenian Choir, 25 years on.
Yes.
How many years have you been leading it?
Yeah, for that many years, yes.
25?
Yeah, I've been there since the beginning, yes. The core group of us have been there since the beginning.
And your late father was instrumental.
My father started it, yes. Alois Vatovic. And another thing, Slovenia is looking to get a World B Day registered as an international day. And this is likely to be May 20. So far, everything has gone to plan, so all the organisations have, international organisations so far has approved. There's about a 3 or 4 stage approval process, and there's about 1 or 2 stages to go. So hopefully, by this time next year, we'll officially be able to celebrate World Bee Day. And this is such a great achievement for Slovenia because, you know, bees are the most important pollinator in the world. If we didn't have bees, we wouldn't have a food supply. We'd have nothing to eat. So this is another great achievement by Slovenia. And again, punching way above its weight. So good on Slovenia. One more thing, if I can add, is that the University of South Australia had a Europe Day public lecture. This is part of the Hawke Centre at the University of South Australia. Each month they bring in an ambassador from Canberra, and this month it was our ambassador, Helena Droshek-Zorko. She gave a lecture there, and that was on Monday, May 8th. And this tied in also with Europe Day, which is actually on May 9. So she gave an excellent lecture. I video recorded that, and that will be available on the Slovenia Australia channel on YouTube fairly soon.
Adrian, thank you so much for coming on the program and speaking with us regarding your work as the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Slovenia in South Australia, as well as the work you do within the wider community. And we look forward to speaking to you from time to time, just to update us on what's happening in the festival state, as they say. Hvala lepa vam in zaveda, već bomo slišali o 60. obletnici ustanovitve Slovenskega kluba u Adelaide. Hvala za današnji pogovor za naše poslušalce na Radio SBS.
Lepo hvala, Lenti, and thank you very much to everybody listening. Thank you.